Orlando Pico Zimbabwe Muhle Moriya Zimbabwe Lingali Tshona Njani Mthokazo Muhle Zimbabwe Muhle Kwazwai Moriya Zimbabwe if you're tuning in right now. Welcome Moriya Zimbabwe. You're tuned into Live Talk The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 1st of February 2021. Mthokazo Muhle Zimbabwe Muhle Moriya Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Ole. Once again, I'm Mthokazo Muhle Zimbabwe Muhle wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Kule munhu wese akuphinda mthongwa ethina umgamtshela mthongwa phemihlobo ethiki. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Moriya Zimbabwe, we're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. And unfortunately, this is a pre-recorded broadcast. Nasi mthongwa phemihlobo ethiki, namhlanje kuhlelo tonight on The Connection. We focus on the National Integrated Youth Program launched by President Emmerson Mnangagwa in January 2022. And of course, we're going to be touching on other government youth-led initiatives that focus on empowering the youth of the nation. Now, once again, unfortunately, Moriya Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What this means is you, our loyal listeners, will be unable to call us alive, like you do every night. However, this conversation is still going to be broadcasted on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Debele, VOA Shona Ganyelagu, VOA Studio 7, as we speak in Moriya Zimbabwe. So don't forget, you can pass your interaction there. You can leave us your comments on our three Facebook pages. For our YouTube fanatics, we're broadcasting on our YouTube page. The official page is at VOA Zimbabwe. I repeat, at VOA Zimbabwe. So for everybody that loves YouTube, you can catch us, you can catch The Connection with Mike Ove on YouTube. We're also broadcasting on our three web pages as we speak, that being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and of course, www.voashona.com. So, Moriya Zimbabwe, lina kosi nyempela ngempela ukufithi zela lapha ukubhala ukuthi share, nisakhangane kuthinya paye phakanze share. Do not forget to press the share button on Moriya Zimbabwe Kutok Phone Chongwane Wandu Wedu so that we watch the program in our numbers. And most importantly, lingakhohlwa ukufithi zela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like, nisakhangane kuthinya paye phakanze like. Don't forget to press the like button so that phone knows I was with Chokwadi Moriya Zimbabwe to the choice. Don't get like so. We're together. Here on The Connection. And also, feel free to write your comments in the comment section so that, once again, we get to see your feedback. So, yilo ludaba esilalo kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo izulukandaba lingakhohlwi. Abhalani imibono yenu, sikhona kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Lilami uMike Ove. So, ukungena kuhlelo lwethu namhlanje izulukandaba, sikhangela indaba le eyokuthi abantu abasakhulayo, zikhona inhlelo ezikhona elizweni ezijonge ukuthuthukisa intsha yakwele Zimbabwe. Sakandiyo nyayathukuzeya Moriya Zimbabwe tshangethine vechidiki vashanga vachipinda pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki vachiziya nyaya iyi vachitiudza maondero avo nezvenyaya yekusimudzirwa kwevechidiki tinonzwa hurumende yemutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachiti aiwa vane zvirongwa zvakati wandei zvakanangana nekusimudzira vechidiki. Saka tichange tichiziya chimwe chirongwa chakatangwa nemutungamiriri wenyika President Emmerson Mnangagwa muna January gore rino chiri pasi pezita rekuti National Integrated Youth Program. So we're going to be joined by some Ministry of Agriculture officials. We're going to be hearing from Honorable Kirsty Coventry, who is the Minister of Youth, and we're going to be hearing from other young people. But as usual, we kick off our program with an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare, the current stats are as follows. The Ministry of Healthcare says Zimbabwe currently has 229,666 COVID cases, 219,414 recoveries, and 5,333 deaths. Now, last night alone, Moriya Zimbabwe, the Ministry of Health and Childcare reported 206 new COVID-19 cases. It reported 1,081 recoveries. and it reported a one death. Now, today's Muria Zimbabwe, the latest stats say, to date, 4,270,483 people have taken the COVID-19 jab, and that is the first jab. However, the number of people that are fully vaccinated is 3,299,628. So those are the latest COVID-19 stats released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare. But welcome to the conversation of the latest stats and, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe. Whilst we're giving you updates on what's happening in the nation, in a recent announcement that was given or passed by Acting President Constantino Chiwenga, he has reviewed and amended the COVID-19 lockdown in Zimbabwe. Now, some of the mentioned amendments are as follows. The first one that is there, number one, says schools will reopen on February 7th. So that's one of the latest updates for a lot of our parents and students and educators. Schools will be reopening February 7th. Another amendment that is there is businesses are allowed to return to offices. However, they must ensure that COVID-19 preventative protocols are observed. So for more of these mentioned amendments, Muria Zimbabwe, there's about 12 of them. Head over to the Ministry of Information's Twitter page, and they're going to be having all those amendments available on the Twitter page. Now, in the same spirit of the COVID-19 pandemic, Muria Zimbabwe, of course, as usual, you know, government is always, time and time again, releasing infomercials that target towards educating Zimbabweans on the COVID-19 pandemic. So without wasting time, let us head over to one of the infomercials that was done by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. The next clip you're about to watch, once again, is courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Childcare. So President Emmerson Mnangagwa urging citizens to take the COVID-19 vaccine.
I am Emmerson Mnangagwa, the President of Zimbabwe. Since 2020, Zimbabwe, like the rest of the world, has been fighting COVID-19. We have lost many of our loved ones, and those who have survived are still coming to terms with the trauma. Our way of life has changed as we adjust to the new normal. Many of you have been asking, is there a way out? Is there protection against COVID-19? Well, I'm here to tell you that you and I have a role to play in this fight. COVID-19 vaccines have been delivered to Zimbabwe. These vaccines help minimize the risk of infection and are being administered all over Zimbabwe free of charge. You and I need to defeat the disease. So get vaccinated now. This is our stand against COVID-19. Together we will conquer. Get vaccinated now.
Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa Manzwaka Mashoko. Emtungameli Ronika wa Emmerson Mnangagwa wachikuru zilaka zwaro ze Zimbabwe kana kwa garivose wa Ronika. Wachita aiwa budaine uwanduwe ni mchino baiwa nomba inozivira COVID-19. Liezo ngempela ushiwa Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kutazu zulu chelelele kwele Zimbabwe utai. Uyasho ngempela uchi zulu kanda pa kumani ngubune ngebenu lio shacho adeli jekseni elichonge ukuvikela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. But now, whilst on the discussion of COVID-19, to see the challenges that are faced by other African nations, because Zimbabwe is not the only country facing the COVID-19 pandemic, so is other Africans, so is the world over. Let us head over to a report which was produced by VOA, which focuses on challenges faced by Kenyans. And of course, these challenges pertain to the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's head over to this VOA report.
Achom Ekeno is a Hada in Isiolo, Kenya. Like thousands in this community, he does not believe COVID-19 is a threat or that he needs to get vaccinated.
We don't know about this disease or its medicine. All we know is that it attacks people who appear fat and healthy. It is a disease for the rich. But for us, we don't believe in it, and we won't take the vaccines.
Health officials say Isiolo's vaccination rate was just 7% at the beginning of 2022, and that many other communities also have low rates. Local leaders and the Minister of Health attribute reluctance to get the vaccine to misinformation, religious and cultural factors, and illiteracy.
People are misinformed that if you take the vaccine, you will die after 2 years. And the vaccine is there to reduce the population of the black people. The vaccine is there so that people don't live long. And some of those things made people to be scared of taking the vaccine.
Kenya aims to vaccinate 60% of its 55 million people by the end of 2022. Authorities say about 11 million people had been vaccinated by the end of 2021. While the country is making progress, the head of Kenya's COVID-19 task force says vaccines are going to waste because too many people are still reluctant to get the jab.
The main cause of wastage is lack of people showing up to take the vaccine. So the only solution to reduce wastage is strong social mobilization.
In the counties of Isiolo, Marsabit and Moyale, officials offered people in pastoral communities both the COVID-19 vaccination and medicines and vaccines for their livestock.
It is working very well. And, you know, they are not resisting on their livestock. We are telling them, why do you value your livestock more than your own life? Hey, let the livestock get their treatment, then you also do it. We follow them where they are. You know, our people here that are pastoralists, so they move with livestock.
But the program is currently on pause due to a shortage of animal vaccines and medicines. The Isiolo County Veterinary Department says it will resume the program when the inventory is restocked. Brenda Molinya for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
Now, to delve into tonight's discussion, Moria Zimbabwe, early on, I touched on the fact that Namhlanje Uhlelo, tonight on The Connection, we're going to be focusing on youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. Now, last month, President Emmerson Mnangagwa launched the National Integrated Youth Program, which focuses on empowering Zimbabwean youth in farming. Now, whilst in the spirit of focusing on youth empowerment, we're joined by Jonah Mchenge, who's an agriculture entrepreneur. Mchenge talks to us more about this program that was launched by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and of course, how the youth of the nation stand to gain from this program. So let's head over to a telephone conversation that I had with Mchenge about the topic at hand.
Okay, thank you very much. If you look how the program is structured, it is going to benefit every province in the country, where the president himself has instructed all the provincial state ministers to make sure that they reserve or they allocate the youth 500 hectares per province, so that this land will be benefiting our youth on a personal basis. For example, it will be my youth and Gashinda land on beaches. But this year, Papindavam was trained over Buddha Sipinzavam. So I think all my youth Aruma province, they said they are going to benefit. And then secondly, the president also gave about 700 AFAS to the same program, where my youth are going also to benefit from the same platform. It also, he has instructed the Minister of Finance to make sure that these incubation centers are fully financed in terms of infrastructure and also resources to make sure that they are productive.
Mr. Mchenge, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us on our program here. Now, you just touched on heifers. The program that we're specifically focusing on right now will be distributing 698 heifers to be exact, meaning 698 young people are going to be benefiting from this program. Could you kindly explain to our audience how the program is going to be working?
Okay, it's going to be a pass-on project where, for example, first 698 to be exact are going to be identified. And after the heifers is multiplied, they are going to pass on to another youth. So we'll see year in, year out, youth benefiting from this this program. So every year we are going to expect another batch to benefit, until it has reached maybe times 7 or times 10, which means they are looking at about 600,000, 600 to a million youth to benefit from this project.
Now, speaking of these young people, how are the young people that are going to be part of this program identified?
Yeah, thank you. I think there was a call from the Minister of Agriculture for young people who are interested in agriculture to come on board to be trained on the in terms of how to take care of these livestock. So I think quite a number of young people got their certificates. Those who were willing. The call was public. The ministers actually separated the call in several WhatsApp groups on national radio and the stuff to actually encourage young people to come and get trained. So the first beneficiaries are going to be the people that have gone through the training stage. Both in agriculture have seen that information is power in terms of knowing how to manage your crops, how to manage your livestock.
Now, I need you to expand on that there, Mr. Machanje. Does anyone, does someone have to be part of a specific profession for them to apply for this program? For example, does one need to have a vested interest and qualification in agriculture for them to be part of this program and benefit from it?
Okay, thank you very much. For starters, myself, I'm an accountant by profession. Those who I'm studying development studies. But, you know, I'm a farmer, as you know. And I've passion in agriculture, and I've followed the steps in terms of reading books, visiting my field days, and also getting short courses. So for you to be, you don't expect to see an accountant in nursing or being a doctor. You need to be trained how to do the doctor things. That's the same with agriculture. We need professionals, people that are capacitated in agriculture. If you see how sometimes we put ourselves in a drought scenarios, it's not because we don't have land or don't have resources, but we have got people that doesn't have any knowledge to do with farming, occupying vast tract of lands. So I think I'm happy with the policy that the government has put in place that all the A2 farmers should be managed by a qualified farm manager. You can be a farm owner, but you need a qualified farm manager to own your farm, to be at your farm and manage your farm. So I think with this policy that the Minister of Agriculture has brought into place, I think we're going to see our improved agricultural productivity soon.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's an entire discussion behind the requirements for some of these government-led programs. There's a lot of young people whom are of the understanding that for you to benefit from government-led programs, you have to somehow be affiliated to ZANU-PF. Be it you're a card holding member or you're related to someone who's a card holding member, etc., etc. Now, I know we've had you on this program several times commenting on this issue, but I'd like to delve into it again. What can you say to these young people who are of this opinion so that for them, they find start thinking otherwise and look towards vesting into these programs, regardless of their political affiliations?
Okay, thank you very much. I think the first thing is to hear what the president said when he was launching the program in Ikwekwe. He said the new dispensation, he didn't say ZANU-PF, the new dispensation, which is the Second Republic of Zimbabwe, is open for business, is embraced the youth to participate in development issues, in political, in governance issues. So we are saying, as young people, we need to change our perception around issues to do with youth inclusion and participation in the developmental processes. When we say youth, we are not referring to ZANU-PF youth, because we have got youth from ZANU-PF, we have got youth from MDC Alliance, youth from MDCT, youth from Leeds, even youth from MDC recently split from Dr. Kupe. So I think all those young people, when we're talking of Zimbabwe, we need to demystify or remove the political barrier or the political blinkers. Say, I'm a Zimbabwean. I've got the right to get a birth certificate, right to get a passport, right to get a license, right to get land, right to education, right to everything, right to be empowered, right to access loans from Empower Bank, right to apply land from that project. Like I said before, the good part with the Minister of Forms, when you apply land, there is no way where is talking about your political affiliation, for social. It's just your name, required proof, data you want, what are you going to do on the land, your cash for possession. They don't ask which party do you belong to, which means this is it's a non-political thing. Like I also said earlier, that the Ministry of Agriculture is at one Gungunyan building close to State House, and Zanpe offices are at down close to the hotel. So you can see that there's a difference between the Ministry of Agriculture and Zanpe. So I think as young people, we need to change our perceptions. When we see these government programs, let's embrace them. Let's benefit from them. The president is our one president. He's president of Zimbabwe. He's not the president of a particular party. Thank you.
I was talking to Zaganaka, Vam Change, Gachi, Bozanga, Nebimir, Amai Nation, and this. Nanskumrok Mutsanangrok, Neva Cheri, Nezuchonga, National Integrated Youth Program. Icho chaka nanga na nebusimu zirawechi diki munika kunyanya awo wanita shukurini.
Okay, nzino tenda. President wedu wa munanga kwa waka lonja chirongwa cha waka parura ma ministers of state esa angaribu. Chando fari na ndiche kuti ma ministers of state jo waka piwa instruction na president. Kuti ma president kwenyu wakuwe ne land inoita 500 hectares. You know what is reserved for my youth? I want to put out my youth as Zanpe. Wakati my youth as Zimbabwe. Which means you put my youth as Zimbabwe. That in the my province, which no new race apart from your apache. Can I dream more than that? You say, can I cooking down my education center at PD? My centers, I Akai Siro, which is so my youth to benefit Mari. Urumende edu through a batu vedewe omwe wa mtuli nguwe. Wachaisa maari ipapo ye kuti wawandize masenda edu through kuisa ze machinery, ma irrigation facilities. Changa titenwa ipapo. Ngande tiyo jizira kurima nikande edu. President wakata wakati 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 advantage ye 20% quota ya kaisu wa agriculture. Kutisema youth, pesi panu puwa land. Let's make sure kuti 20% tiri kubenefita sema youth. Shaka fana zote kwa mao veterans, 20% of everything that is being chiku piwa, mao veterans arukua na 20%. Same is happened to my youth. Pesa paru kupuwa land, sema youth, president, wede waka chaura, 20% gaindi kwa my youth. Ne mombe zaka paru kwa na president, 698, zirukuinda kwa my youth. It's a personal scheme. Uka piwa, usarambe na ayo, aisi yako. Uno piwa, ikaita mgana, usara ni mgana, upa umu, shingo taru, kusika chese cha benefita. Kusikira mumbe ya kunonzi kumaura, isinga chazari.
Mukutanga kwe chirongwa ichi mambo, tsanangura mkabasa nyai mkati, paru kutanga chirongwa ichi, vechidiki wanoshika wa 698, ndiwa chando achibasi wa ne chirongwa ichi. Asi chichitari sa utumunyika, mune vechidiki waka wanda, ndarika million. Ndani kumbro kuti mutsananguro wa chere, chirongwa ichi chanda sei, uyeze, vango vechidiki vatiri nengo yepechi rekutanga re 698 vatanga vachibatsirwa ose nechirongwa ichi.
Okay, nditenda mukuba wewe. Chirongwa ichi chakatanga zvakanaka. Minister of Agriculture vakadanidzira vechidiki kuti uyai kuno mudzidzisiwe kuchengeta zvipfuwo, which is my livestock, mombe dzenyu dzingava mbudzi dzingava chi. Vakakwanisa kuenda kweko vakaenda vakanotrainwa mazuva vakatrainwa kuma certificates avo. So awo waka trenwa, do wachitanga kuwa na mungu. But vadziwana, zanambo nyo, this is davo, afanu kuramba nacho. Taka wesa chapuwa ngombe, urumende changeni registeracho. Rebu zakuti, mkuma Johnny wapi wa tiru, mkuma Mwove wapi wa tiru, mkuma Ninge wapi wa tiru. Panupira gore, chunespeita wapi tiru urichangera bereka, imusara muine mungu, muri otoko ipo umwe myuta. Tula atima yuta akawanda a benefit process yacho yesu.
Ndati pane imwe nyaya ndachida kubatsa vamuchenje nyaya yehuori kazhinji tinonzwa zvirongwa zvehurumende zvichisangana nehuori zvii zvingaitwa mukuona kuti chirongwa ichi achikanganiswa nehuori.
Chekutanga ndoda kutenda bato reZAC nebasa rari kuitwa. Ndakananga nezvaitika paCVR kuti vanhu vaiona vaitora nguva kuti vawane manumber plates. Nuba vapindira ikune zvakufamba zvakanaka. Kume kwasara kuti zvati imbouya ichivhakachira inyaya dzeallocation yeland. Vechidiki ndinoona vachikomplaina panguva yakareba kuti minda iri kutengesiwa haisi kupiwa zvakanaka. Pandinofarira kuti basa riri kubatwa naministry ya culture na new minister kauya Dr. Masuka, na PM Sekwe, Dr. Bazera, varikutishaya kuti zvambe zvakanaka. Asi vezvake vakanga vachipinda, isu vechidiki tikaona pari kuita corruption. Vezvake varipo, hativabatei. Tivaudze kuti minister nhingi varikutengesa munda, oro district official nhingi varikutengesa munda. Handinatso kuti hunopera tikadaro. Kusiziya ramazuva anokuva kufamba, nhasi tanzi kwanzi varikushanda, manambulisi varikupuwa mota. Saka tini tikaita the same approach kuma birth certificate, the same approach kuma passport, the same approach kunyaya dzeland nyika yedu inoendera mberi. Because corruption igonye guru rekuti nyika yedu isaendere mberi. Ndinofara zvakambotaurwa na ambassador Matema Danda. Vakati ivo, nhasi uno tikamira kuita corruption munyika medu, mangwana tinenge tetapa pane chimwe chidanho. Which means I just know that none of us are going to corruption in the media. But the government are back. The police, the authorities, the government, the patana, the munwees are going to corruption. That's why we are being murdered. We are not going to be able
to do it. Ko never chidi kwa lema ondro ekuti zirongwa zoe urumende za zagango nangana nyumbasira chidi ki abo vanochiki zaga ne batore zano PF. Ndani kumbrukfu mtipe maondro ne shumashoka.
Okay, thank you. Zvirongwa zvinoparwa nehurumende yedu yeZimbabwe ndinovimba zvinenge zvakanangana nemayouth edu ese emuZimbabwe zvisine rebato ripi takanangana nechirongwa chedu chemombe dzakaparwa napresident nema 500 hectares akadzi achienda kumaprovinces chandinofarira ndechekuti maministers of state vanova magovernment resident ministers vari magovernment officials ndovanga varipo vachipiwa mombe napresident uye vachiudzwa kunzi indai munopa mayouth maprovince enyu ma500 benefit and the minister of state wehurumende ndiye anga aripo achiudzwa napresident zvekare kuti muipe mari kumayouth kuti muva empower nenyaya dzemairrigation nenyaya dzechii which means programu iyi haina kunangana nebato rezanupf or bato remdc alliance or bato remdct but iprogramu yakanangana namayouth edu ese emuZimbabwe saka ndokumbira kuti mayouth edu emuZimbabwe ngatibvisei mindset yedu yekufunga kuti every program iri kulongwa nehurumende yakanangana namayouth ezanupf tinosarira pazvirongwa zvezanupf vamwe vachitoenda mberi ngatibatinei namaministers edu tifambira navo pamwe chete ndambotaura patambotaura programu yedu yekutanga ndichitaura kuti minister of agriculture inoonekwa kumusoro kuna ngungunyanyi dhuze nekuborodhill ndoiona kuborodhill maofisi ezanupf ari kuno kuzi haasi kushowground which means ma2 separate entities akatosiyana so isu semayouth tikaona pane chirongwa chehurumende let's apply let's participate kuimpower bank mayouth ari kupiwa mari ndine mayouth akawanda emapato akasiyana siyana anenge achindibvunza kuti how can we benefit from a loan ekuimpower bank ndichivaudza kuti tivarefera vachinobatsirwa kuenda kubank hauvhunzi kuti wabva kubato ripi vanongobvunza kuti uda kurima here munda wako uri kupi une macash flows here so far wapapi woita visit havambobvunzi kuti kadhi remusangano riri kupi wedza musangano uye musangano b so semayouth let's participate and assist our president to ensure that we have achieved the vision 2030 of a middle upper economy.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru savamuchenjeri gaindimbokubataiwo pamuromo so that I can translate for our devilious listeners everything that you've just said here. Zvinoka ndava wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo sithanda ukubonga umnumzana uJohn Muchenje ngowesilayo kuhlelo lo ngumuntu ongisakhulayo ngusomabhizimusi okumsebenzi wokwezokulima uke waba okuthiwa ngesikhiwa i-champion farmer kweleZimbabwe sithinta udaba lohlelo lwe-National Integrated Youth Program olusungulwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngoJanuwari kulomnyaka ngimbuzile ngempela umchenje ngalolu hlelo wathi hayi uhlelo lolu lujonge ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo abakwezi ukulima when it starts uhlelo lolu luqale ngoJanuwari uthi kulabantu abangu-698 abakhethwe ukuba lelunga lalolu hlelo bonke laba abangu-698 bazabe bethola inkomo zokulima Ushilo ngempela umchange ukuthi for those who are not part of the first batch abangakhethwanga ukuba ngamalunga alolu hlelo who are not part of the 698 kumele bengakhathazeki ngoba labo bazathola ithuba lokuthola inkomo ukuze bayenelise ukulima. Ushilo ngempela ukuthi when these cows that they receive amase bethole inkomo, inkomo lezi zazala, they're going to give birth and bona they wonke umuntu who's part of this first batch is 698 who get a chance to keep the cows that were given birth. Kodwa yena must now share inkomo leya eyokuqala that he got eyazala ezinye inkomo so that abanye labo bayenelise ukuthola ithuba to benefit from uhlelo lolu. Umtshenje ngiphinde ngambuza ngempela ukuthi ukuze umuntu ayenelise ukuba lilunga lalolu hlelo kumele abe lezinto ezinjani. Ushilo ngempela ukuthi hayi umuntu kumele abe lolwazi oluthile mayelana ngezokulima ukuze ayenelise ukuba lilunga lalolu hlelo. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngempela ngodaba lwenkohlakalo elizweni ngathi hayi njengoba sibona isikhathi esiningi sizwa inhlelo zikahulumende ziphazanyiswa ngodaba lwenkohlakalo. Ushilo ngempela ukuthi hayi uZulu kumele kungakhathazeki, kumele athembe ukuthi inhlanganiso yeZAC, iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, hayi ukuthi bona bakhanya ngani basebenza gadalala ukuqeda lolu dubo lwenkohlakalo. So kumele athembe ukuthi hayi wena njengosakhulayo if you hear indaba zokhona inkohlakalo uyasho ngempela ukuthi kumele uyobatshela and they will be dealing with everybody accordingly. When we also touched on indaba le ukuthi siyezwa abantu abasakhulayo abaningi bekhala besithi hayi inhlelo ezikahulumende khanya ngani isikhathi esiningi zithuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo abayingxenye yebandla leZANU PF. Uyasho ngempela umtshenje ukuthi hayi yena ngombono wakhe lokho akusilona iqiniso. Inhlelo zikahulumende zijonge ukuthuthukisa wonke umuntu oyisizalwane seZimbabwe kungelani lokuthi usekele ibandla liphi, kungelani lokuthi usekele ibandla leZANU PF, EMDC Alliance, EMDCT, ibandla likaChamisa. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi wonke umuntu akumele akhululeke ayenelise azame ukuba ingxenye yalolu hlelo olukhokhelwa uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Those are some of the sentiments that have been echoed by Mr. John Mucheje Muriye Zimbabwe. Here we're talking about the National Integrated Youth Program. Now, I'm going to get back to you as we wrap up this conversation here. I would like you to tell the youth of the nation where they can go for them to find more information pertaining to this program here, the National Integrated Youth Program, and other youth programs that are being led by the government, so that they can find more information and be part of these programs.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hove. In respect to this program for the land, where it has been instructed, where the minister of the ministers of state ministers of different provinces, been set up by the president to make sure that youth benefit in the process. The whole thing can be information is there at the Ministry of Agriculture Youth Desk, being led by Mr. Kachengo, and also in the provinces where you can actually go and talk to our provincial agri-tech officers for the information. Then secondly, in terms of the loans that are there for agricultural purposes, the Empower Bank is there funding the youth programs. You can visit any Empower Bank branch. They will tell you what to do when you want to apply my loans.
Do you have any last words that you'd like to leave for the youth of the nation?
Thank you. My last parting words is let's see, remove political blinkers when it comes to development. Zimbabwe is our nation. This is our country. This is our birthright. Everyone is with an ID and a birth certificate that is produced in Zimbabwe. When it comes to development, let's not segregate our own youth or our own selves because of our affiliation. The president has said he wants to embrace each and every youth from different political views, different political spheres and social. So let's come together, let's work for our country, let's work for our nation to ensure that we achieve our vision 2030.
Shout out there to Mr. John Muchenje, who took time out to be with us. As we focused on youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. Yebogambe Zulukanda was Sandubonga, Wonko Mundo, and Genai Bushelo, Lisandu, so Ingo, Enienze, and Lomnums and Uncle John Muchenje, almost so much Musa Sakulayo, or Unsegans Web, so Ulima, Lapu Muchenje, or Tinta in Dava, as in Milan and Shelo Zira Fulumende, as it long, or to Tuisa Abacha, Elizweni. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usandu ala olunye uhlelo oluphansi okwesihloko esithi the National Integrated Youth Program olujonge ukuthuthukisa abasakhulayo abakwezokulima. Umtshenje obechasisa okuningi ngempela esithi hhayi hambani kugatsha olubona ngezokulima i-Ministry of Agriculture ikhona i-Youth Desk, uyasho ngempela ukuthi hhayi lingahamba kugatsha olubona ngezokulima ku-Youth Desk. Lilapho uthola ulwazi oluthile ngalolu hlelo, wonke umuntu olapho ukungena kuhlelo lolu, kodwa kumele ube nolwazi oluthile mayelana nezokulima. But whilst focusing on youth empowerment in Zimbabwe, speaking at last year's International Youth Day commemorations, Zimbabwe's Minister Honorable Kirsty Coventry echoed similar sentiments to those of Mr. John Muchenje. Now, Honorable Kirsty Coventry took this opportunity to reinforce the idea that Zimbabwe is open for business, and of course, there's several programs that are government-led that are available to the youth of the nation, especially the youth in agriculture. Let's hear more about from what Honorable Kirsty Coventry had to say as she was speaking on these youth empowerment programs.
So what is Zimbabwe and what is the government doing? Well, right now we know that the government has low-hanging fruit, and that we are wanting to poise and catapult the economy through exciting initiatives and innovations that are spearheaded through and by my ministry and the ministry responsible for lands and agriculture, as well as different financial institutions. So what have we done? Well, we've been listening to what the lacking areas are, so lack of access to land, lack of finance, and we've looked at those to say, how do we turn those into opportunities? And we have started by having new initiatives through the Empower Bank. We've started those initiatives through the Youth Focal Desks. We've started by the review of the national policy, which has led to the promulgation of the National Youth Act. All of these things have come from an opportunity that we've seen to be something that is lacking into an opportunity that will benefit youth. So there are existing opportunities to empower youth at different stages of the agricultural value chain. And by harnessing increasing new technologies and approaches, we will be able to create new jobs, more jobs, increased food production, and we would be able to produce a less reliance on food imports.
Well, Amuria Zimbabwe, those were sentiments by Honorable Kirsty Coventry. They're focusing on youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. We actually have a lot of people who are the Youth Empowerment Bank. You can get access to loans to empower ama business abo ikakhulukazi laba abakwezokulima. So, sanibonga John Muchenje, kanye lo Honorable Kirsty Coventry for those sentiments. However, sentiments passed by Mr. Muchenje and, of course, Honorable Kirsty Coventry are debated by a lot of young people in Zimbabwe. Amongst them is Nyasha Kwazemba, a young activist that we reached out to, that I got to speak to via telephone about youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. Now, Mr. Kwazemba particularly debates and argues that a lot of these sentiments passed by Honorable Kirsty Coventry and, of course, Mr. Muchenje are incorrect. Not a lot of people or a youth, to be particular, have access to these government-led programs. Let's head over to a telephone conversation that I had with Nyasha Kwazemba as he explains more pertaining to his thoughts about youth empowerment in Zimbabwe.
Hi, ngiyabonga Mr. Wobe. Njengomuntu olwela amalungelo abatsha, mina ukubona kwami kwezokulima kahle kathesi elizweni lakithi kwezokulima sisasisikhathini sokuthi abantu kusakhethwa umhlabathi usaphiwa ebantwini aba-aligned abaqondane lebandla leZANU PF abanye ama-youth awakakhanyelwa akananzwa in terms of ukunikwa umhlabathi ukuthi hayi sikhanyelwe ukuthi hayi njengoba sinomhlabathi umhlabathi kawuphiwe wonke umyouth oseZimbabwe but kathesi lowo mhlabathi uphiwa uqondane lebandla leZANU PF abantu abatsha basakhethekile abakhanyelwa nxa kubuya kwezokulima kuyathiwa hayi le generation ngabantu bamafoni le generation ngabantu abakwazi ngezombusazwe so kugcina kuthathwa umhlabathi lwana oyabuvela uthetho kwabalungu umhlabathi lwana uphiwe abadala kumbe uphiwe abantu abasakela ibandla kumbe ngithi abasupporta ibandla leZANU PF so kuleyo ndaba kwezokulima njalo lezikhundla zangkhona elizweni lakithi abantu abatsha abakakhanyelwa thina elizweni lakithi abantu abatsha asikananzelelwa ezikhundleni kumbe engatsheni ezijetshiyeneyo kusasefakwa abantu abadala kusafakwa umuntu leminyaka efika o-40 kumbe o-60 o-70 kube kuthiwa ngu-minister of information and publicity ngabantu abamelele ama-youth labo asikananzelelwa kulezi amalungelo ethu akakananzelelwa njalo kasikakhanyelwa ukuthi sifakwe kulezo zikhundla but siyakhala ukuthi uhulumende wethu nje atshintshe ingqondo aqalise ukurecognize ama-youth asifake lathi engatheni lezo ezijetshene kungabi kukhetha ukuthi ngabantu beZANU kumbe abantu be-MDC kumbe ngabantu abamele ibandla elinje but kufakwe umuntu on basis of imerit yokuthi hayi lo muntu umsebenzi lo uyawukwanisa
mnumzana Kwazemba wathi ngiqale ngokukubonga ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu I want to focus on some sentiments that have been echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. Okumayelana ngokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo elizweni. Uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa yena uthi usebenza gadalala ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Ikakhulukazi laba abakwezokulima. Uphinde wathi ulenhlelo eziningi ezitshiyeneyo ezijonge ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. For example, ibhanga ele Youth Empowerment Bank lona lijonge ukunikeza abantu abasakhulayo kakhulukazi abakwezokulima imali zokuthi bayenelise ukuthuthukisa inhlelo zabo. Uphinde wathi kulezinye inhlelo ezikhona elizweni ezijonge ukuthuthukisa intsha abakwezokulima inhlelo lezi zimayelana ngokuthi abantu abasakhulayo bayenelise ukuthola inhlabathi or amaplazi ukuze bayenelise ukulima. Njengosakhulayo okumsebenzi wokulwela amalungelo oluntu ukubona njani lokho awusitshela umbono wakho
akula nto enjalo eyenza uhulumende wethu i-empowerment bank ibhenki enika abantu imali but ama-youth akhonakala nje ngokuthi ukuthi abantu kusakhethwa ukuthi hayi lo umele ibandla leZANU PF nguye okumele aphiwe isikhundla nguye omele aphiwe imali kusakhethwa njalo lo hlelo lolo lokuthi abantu baphiwe umhlabathi abantu bakithi asikama-youth akarecognize njalo abakaphiwa lo mhlabathi okuthiwa siyawuphiwa umhlabathi lo usasekhethwa kulabantu nje abakhethwa ukuthi hayi lo ngwebandla leZANU lo ngwebandla le umeli iZANU lo ngumsihlobo sikamongameli lesi sihlobo sikabani bani weZANU yibo abantu abaphiwe umhlabathi ngingaqamba nje ngithi kababuye abantu ama-youth athi bona sebephiwe umhlabathi kathesi the government is not recognizing the youth. They are not giving us land. I-land yangkhona le mali ama-bank loans. If you go to ama-banks now, abanika ama-youth loans. Bayakutshela ngento eyenzakala ngezikhathi zikamgaba ukuthi hayi sayesanika ama-youth iloni ama-youth abaleka benza so bathatha imali yana bayidla benza so benza so benza so benza so so ngezikhathi lezi asikarecognizewa ukuthi siphiwe lowo mhlabathi nguhulumende wethu njalo ama-programs abawatshoyo lawa nguhulumende wethu uMr Mnangagwa ukuthi yena ulama-programs anjalo awenzayo uwenzela ngaphi ngoba thina sikayiboni le empowerment kuma-youth. Kobulawayo akuna ma-youth asekaphiwa empowerment.
agula ama youth onalawa kubulawa asika pure empowerment.
I nyasha watching Bambu Mlomo so that I translate for our Shona and English speakers for them to understand your sentiments. So Zimbabwe Moshe, thank you so much for joining us. Is Nyasha Kwazemba. If you are tuning in right now, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. On the line, we have Nyasha Kwazemba, a youth rights activist. We're focusing on youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. We're talking about several different initiatives that are led by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government that target empowering the youth of the nation. And now, in my conversation with Mr. Kwazemba here, he has uttered several sentiments, amongst them being, in his opinion, youth are not empowered in Zimbabwe, especially those within the agricultural sectors. He predominantly focuses on the fact that, in his opinion, a lot of youth empowerment programs that are government-led have only been benefiting people who are either politically affiliated with ZANU-PF or war veterans who are linked to ZANU-PF, and, of course, senior government officials. So, that, in his opinion, those are the young people who are benefiting from government programs, especially the youth empowerment bank that he talks about. Now, as we wrap up here, let me go back to Mr. Kwazemba so that he can pass these last sentiments, and then we can wrap up our conversation. Mnumzana Kwazemba, I'm now back at you, Lapa Mnumzana. Isikhathi sesesiyong mangoyi bafo bengicela ingxoxo yethu ngokuphosela amazwi akho okugcina kwabatsha and to all our listeners paying attention to ingxoxo yethu manje.
Ngizagqiba ngokuthi ngama-youth wonke jikelele, i-Africa yonke, iZimbabwe yonke, umthwakazi wonke, ngikhulume ngithi singalahlithemba ngokuthi sifelwe. Ilizwe lakithi kuzalunga, sizafika isikhathi sokuthi into zilunge. Asibambane nini njengama-youth, silungisise ilizwe lakithi, sibe lengqubekela phambili, sibe lama-youth that have purpose, ama-youth abambe i-economy yelizwe, ama-youth empower, aba lamabhenki, abe lamabhizinesi. Sibambane, sithandane, njalo sisebenzele, sithuthukise nini ilizwe lakithi ke leZimbabwe. Of course, kathesi situation ingabe inzima, kodwa kasibambane nini mayuthi njalo ilizwe lethu liqhubekele phambili kube mnandi uqakathekile kuleli lizwe ilizwe lethu liqhubekele phambili sibambane siyakhe amabhizimusi amahle ngiyabonga.
Well, Zulukandaba, sithanda ukubonga uNyasha Kwazemba ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo Muri eZimbabwe amangamuchinzwa wechidiki anorwira kodzero dzevechidiki munyika achitipawo kamaondero ake nezvenyaya iyi yekutsimudzirwa kwevechidiki munyika. Tipewo maondero enyu Muri eZimbabwe vaKwazemba vanoti aiwa zviri kutaurwa navamuchenje pamwe chete naOnorable Cassy Coventry achisi chokwadi. Imi munozvionawo sei? Nyorai maondero enyu papeji redu pevoa shona pamwe chete pavoa studio 7. Zulukandaba wonke umuntu yongenayo kuhlelo nilalele uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. You're tuned into Live Talk The Connection. And I'm your host, Mike Wole. Zimbabwe, shout out to Mr. T. Darida Swa Inindin Darida Johnson. Now they are partnering up with the Roots of Africa for that COVID-19 message.
Zulukandaba, as we reach as we reach an end of our program, I want to head over to a conversation that we had with the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Agriculture Youth Desk, Mr. Nicholas Kajengo, who talks to us more about youth empowerment in Zimbabwe and, of course, what government is doing to empower youth in agriculture. Let's head over to that conversation that I had with Mr. Kajengo over the telephone.
Thank you very much, Brother Woe. The theme of the International Youth Day for the year 2021 speaks a lot about the opportunities that are in existence in as far as youth in agriculture are concerned, because actually the opportunities are also centered on the food system itself. Basically, what we need to understand before I explain my brother and the world at large is that we need to understand what the systems are.
Mm-hmm.
The system, effectively, we are talking about the sum of actors and interactions along the food value chain, from input supply and production of crops, livestock, fish, and other agricultural commodities to transportation, processing, retailing, wholesaling, and preparation of food to consumption and disposal. From this clarity, from this definition, from this explanation, it's now clear that agriculture is broader. From this entire value chain, mm-hmm. there are vast opportunities for the young people that have been existing, that are existing, and that will remain existing.
Now, Mr. Kajengo, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us here. I want to focus here on these opportunities that you talk about. I've spoken to some youths who say that they face several challenges, especially when it comes to accessing land in Zimbabwe. They're of the opinion that young people who are receiving land in Zimbabwe, in most cases, are somehow politically affiliated with ZANU-PF. Now, with that in mind, speak to us more about these opportunities that you are referring to in particular.
Okay, thank you very much. I think, as I said, if you are talking of food system in agriculture, we are talking of the value chain that exists in the agriculture itself. Firstly, we talk of land. Land can be availed through joint ventures, through applying it through various ways. It can be communal. It can be through the through the Ministry of Land and Agriculture, A1, A2, mm-hmm. among others. Besides that, we age and we are seeing young people taking part in the value chain. A lot of young people are involved in the transportation of agricultural produce. They are involved in the processing, they are involved in the retailing, wholesaling, preparation of food consumption, and of course, to dispose of. This means that there are vast of opportunities for those who want to be employed or to have some opportunities under the agricultural sector.
Now, Mr. Kajengo, you talked about where people can find land in Zimbabwe. Could you be a little more specific in that circumstance? Because there's a lot of young people who are wondering, how can they access land in Zimbabwe?
Okay. Basically, what we all want us to understand is that land has got various models. We've got communal land. Communal land is acquired through local authorities. Local authorities refer to traditional leaders, village heads, chiefs, and headmen. These are the ones who are responsible. They are the ones who are in charge of the communal land.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we have got the land that is acquired through the ministry responsible for land. This includes A1, the A2. Under these various schemes or models, anyone can apply freely through districts, through provinces, because the land actually is acquired after one is applied formally. Through district, because at district level, there is a committee that decides, that looks into application. The committee at district level is chaired by DDC, District Development Coordinator. The same is applicable at provincial level, where the Minister of State is the chairperson of the Provincial Labour Committee. So it's up to the Provincial Labour Committee, it's up to the District Committee to decide who gets land. However, in terms of application, in terms of acquisition, every Zimbabwean has got equitable rights and, of course, access to acquire the land, because the land is applied for and availed to any Zimbabwean, to any applicant, irrespective of whatever sphere of life, whether it is political, social, or economic sphere. Mm-hmm. As long as one has got passion, ability, capability, and willing to acquire land, as long as the land is there, as long as the application of applicant is guided and, of course, agreed by the committee, then one can acquire the land. That is the process. That is the procedure. And there is no any shortcut to that.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka, vakajengo, tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva nesu pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Ngatimbozeyai nyaya nerurimi rwaamai, tisati tapeta hurukuro yedu. Tamboita hurukuro nevechidiki vakasiyana siyana. Kune vamwe vane maondero ekuti munyika hamuna mikana yakawanda mukusimudzira vechidiki. Uyezve vanoti vanoda avo vanoda kuita zvokurima havasi kuwana minda sezvamataura imi. Vabata zvekare nyaya yebhanga reempowerment bank vachiti aiwa bhanga iri havazhinji vechidiki havasi kuwana mari kubva kune bhanga iri. Vazhinji vavanoziva vari kuwana mari vanotyidzana nebato rezanu PF. Tipewo maondero enyu nezvemashoko aya.
Maita zvakanaka. Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti vechidiki munyaya dzeagriculture, munyaya dzekurima, vane mukana wakakura zvikuru. Sezvangatichitaura nerurimi rwechirungu kuti muagriculture mune mukana wekuti vanogona kuwana minda iyoyo, vanokwanisa kupinda muvalley chain, munyaya dzetransport, muagriculture, munyaya dzekuprocessawo, munyaya dzekutenda nekutengesa zvinowanikwa mukurima. Uye zvakare panyaya yamataura yakakosha nyaya yeminda. Minda ine mhando dzakasiyana. Minda inogona kuwanika kuburikidza nemasabhuku nemadzishe. Minda yerudzi urworwo harutongwi nebazi reagriculture, asi kuti zvinotongwa nemadzishe nemasabhuku ivayo. Vanoenda kwavari, vanotaura navo nenzira yakanaka. Iwo masabhuku nemadzishe vane mhinduro yakagara maringe nekuti minda yekumakobino yekumarizevha ingawanike sei. Chepiri, neminda yatinoti isusu minda yemaresettlement maA1 maA2. Minda iyi inowanika kuburikidza nekuti munhu anonyorera kana kuti anoita yatinati muchirungu application, anotsvaga munda through madistricts ake nemaprovinsi. Padistrict vanotsvaga mafomu kumaofisi eministry of land padistrict, ipapo vanofira mafomu yavo vachibatsirwa nevarimisi vedu vekumadistrict kana kumaprovinsi. Asi zvinenge zvaakukomiti yepadistrict, komiti yepadistrict inotungamirwa namudziki DDC. Mudziki haashandi ari wega, anoshanda nemakurukota ake padistrict ipapo, vanosanganisira vashandi mubazi rekurima nevamwe vashandi vehurumende vane chokuita nenyaya idzodzi. Zvimwe chete paprovinsi, paprovinsiwo zvakare unokwanisa kuisa application directly kuprovinsi. Kuprovinsi kune komiti inenge iriko zvakare, gurukota rehurumende redunhu ndo rinenge richitungamira urongwa ihwohwo, richishandawo zvakare nekomiti yechaitawo vanomirira vechidiki vanenge varimo mukomiti imomo. Vanomirira vanhu vehondo vanenge vari mukomiti imomo. Saka inenge iri komiti inenge ine maziso akawanda anenge achitarisa mativi ose akakosha munyaya dzekurima, munyaya dzebudiriro. Saka chokwana ndopa nderekuti land inoapplyiwa nemwana wese wezimbabwe nemunhu wese anoona sekuti akakodzera kunge achirarama munyaya dzekurima.
All right, then, Muriel Zimbabwe, shout out to Mr. Nicholas Kajengoa for taking time out to be with us. And also thank you to Mr. John Muchenje, Banyelo Nyasha Gwazemba. Zimbabwe, we've reached an end of our program tonight. Once again, shout out to all my guests for joining us, and of course to you, our loyal listeners, that were with us for the past hour. At @MikeHobe_ is my Twitter username and Instagram username. So for those that are looking to catch up with me, or those that are looking to be guests, feel free to reach out to me via Twitter and Instagram. Mure Zimbabwe is Kasami. So this is your mango eat a shika kumakume chirongwa chedi cha nasi. That's Sangane, Pano Pachirongwa chedi cha vechiki, same time, same place, and next week. Anokoneka ine mfaro, Oliver Lisa injabulo, ita mangu maikove, saka kumoshe, zimbabwe moshe, bye bye!